Welcome to Those Who Have Gone Before, a series that explores the lives of great Christians from our past. Here's your host, George Halima.
We pick up the story of John Newton, writer of Amazing Grace, in the midst of his father's crusade to make him a sea captain. After a severe moral slide, it is evident God's hand kept him from suicide, which he often contemplated. Ship captains found him such a problem that he was traded to a slave trader in Africa. While the trader was away, his black wife mistreated him to the point of captivity in a hut where he went without food or water for days and treated as a slave. He sent letters to his father to rescue him, letters that would take months to arrive. His language was so filthy that even other sailors were shocked. He had completely abandoned his faith until one day he came upon The Imitation of Christ by Thomas A. Kempis that made a deep impression upon him. Eventually, he began reading the New Testament and through time developed a deep faith in his newfound Savior, Jesus Christ. The rescue ship arrived and John found himself on the way back to England. There were in the next few years several voyages and several visits to Polly. Finally, she consented to marriage. After they were married, John now had to make a living. His only opportunity was to captain a slave ship, which he did for several voyages, and shortly thereafter, Polly took ill as a result of the stress from being away from John so much of the time. John now had to find other employment. He began working for customs in Liverpool, and his life as a sea captain came to an end.
Thanks for listening to Those Who Have Gone Before. All segments can be accessed on the website georgeandlorraine.com.